Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. I hope you had a great weekend. And it's another rainy day. March is coming in with the rain, and on the East Coast, it is coming in like a lion. I saw storms everywhere.
Rawr.
Rawr. Hey, I want to welcome our crew here as soon as I wake up. Our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, Frosty, I blame the fact that we went off the air early on Friday because of President Obama, and then he didn't come on. I blamed it on you.
It's because he's a rookie.
He's a rookie. That's right. If he'd been you, he'd been right on time. Yeah. And then Rush cut him off. Soulmate, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and I want to thank all of our loyal listeners who came to the Women's Fair on Saturday. It was a really wonderful event. Lots of booths and things to do, and the proceeds went to the Soroptimists organization for a college fund. And we had loyal listeners that heard it on the radio and came by and said hello, and that was great. Carl came out for a while, and we got a chance to meet you. Also this weekend, I wanted to share with you that many of you maybe know and many of you don't, that I had a wonderful opportunity to work with Dean Martin for 8 years as one of the Gold Diggers, where I did television in Las Vegas and great performances with Bob Hope, and the names go on. And so this weekend on a television, actually a radio show that broadcast from the East Coast, we all got online and had this incredible memories of the Gold Diggers with Dean, as well as, you know, that at the Grammys, it was a Lifetime Achievement Award for Dean. So hopefully stay tuned, because in April, we right here at Free Fire Radio hopefully are going to take a show for a day and do our memories of Dean and have the girls call. So you might let us know what your thoughts are on that at freefireradio.com. Also, we have passes for the boat show still. So go to freefireradio.com, and in the subject line, put "you want a free pass." And Carl and I'll make sure that we draw names and get those tickets for you.
By Wednesday. So,
ooh, it's coming up fast.
It's coming up. When is the boat show there? I think it's on there someplace.
It is March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay, so by Wednesday we will draw the names, and we will get back to you via the emails or phone number.
Now, your little fingers were burning up this morning and last night. You got some juicy stuff.
Well, we've got a number of things we're going to talk about today. One is, don't you just love it when those pigs at Sacramento use our tax dollars for their own special events?
Pigs?
Oh, well, yeah, because they're being piggy. They're eating at the trough of the taxpayer when they use our money to go down and see Beyonce and Justin Timberlake. First of all, why would you even go see Justin Timberlake anyway? If you're going to go see ZZ Top, I can maybe understand it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street, bankruptcy, civil court, criminal court. Rob's there. He'll fight for you. Rain or shine, he's there. Okay, no, we understand there was an Amber Alert.
Yeah, and it went on for 2 minutes. We don't know what you didn't hear, but you know what? I had to tell Carl at the break, you know, I don't like it when you use the word pig.
Well, you know what?
I just, you know, we've got to be civil.
Okay, you know what? We have said that about our show. Civil, no name calling. You're right. I shouldn't have used the word pig. Maybe recalcitrant swine.
That's fine.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the phone.
Swine is more, I can use do it in my stomach easier.
Okay, when we say staff to middle from now on, we can do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Oinky.
Jerry, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
What I wanted to call about was to encourage everybody to get the word out, to call their congressperson, be it a representative in the House or the Senate, that apparently President Obama has had Hillary Clinton tell the Gaza Strip that we're going to pledge $320 million up to $1 billion in rebuilding for the Gaza Strip. And the Hamas people, who the people elected as their government there, have already started shooting rockets back into Israel. So it just seems kind of ridiculous when we in the United States have a $1 trillion-plus debt, plus a ton of people out of work, and our president and our secretary of state are now going to give money to people that are going out of their way to create a problem. It's like funding a bully in the neighborhood school.
Well, you know, I have heard something about this and haven't had a chance to read all of it. I didn't know it was $300 billion.
No,
$300 million.
$320 million,
yeah, okay.
Up to $1 billion.
Right. Well,
that we're pledging to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Well, I tell you what, if they keep shooting missiles into Israel, I hope everything they build's got a, you know, like got a target on it.
Yeah, well,
because that's what's going
to
happen.
Go down the tubes to build something. Yeah. That they're creating a problem that they're going to get sucked back,
yeah,
for.
And if you don't know how to get a hold of your congresspeople, go to freefireradio.com. Go to our representatives, and it's got their names, phone numbers, and email addresses in there.
Yes, please call.
Yeah.
We need the money here at home.
Tell me about it. Okay, thanks a lot.
We agree. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Foster.
Yeah, Carl, Linda, how you doing this morning?
We're
fine.
Great, Foster. How are you?
Say, you kind of leaving us old boys out of the loop out here, you,
yeah,
for those tickets for that sports show, because I don't have an internet.
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
I don't know where to register.
Yeah, oh, yes, you do, because I'm going to tell you how to do it right now, and you're absolutely right, Foster. You call my office at 241-2682. Let me give it to you again. 241-2682. That's my office. And you just leave your name and your phone number so I can get back to you, and I'll put your name in there, and we'll put your name in there for in the drawing.
Thank you very much, sir.
And that's for anybody. You know, you're right. There's a lot of people without the internet that are listening, so that's the way you do it. 241-2682.
I got it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Foster.
Yes.
Martin.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carl, I'm kind of appalled that you would insult pigs the way you just did.
You know what? That was the other thing. I apologize to the pigs. Pigs are clean, and they get a bad rep.
Hey, I just would like to know, when was it deemed okay for them to do this kind of stuff? Why would it take an executive order from the governor for them to knock it off?
Well, he already gave the executive order, and they're still doing it. That's the problem.
I know, but why would he even need to give an executive order to begin with? This should be criminal from day one.
That's right. You know, and here's what I don't understand is, if we know they're doing this, and let me give you the example that really set me off here, was somebody named Carrie Lopez, who's the director of the Department of Consumer Affairs. She got tickets from Sempra Energy,
right,
for her daughter and she to go to a Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah, I caught that too. She's,
yeah,
supposed to be looking out for the consumers.
Yeah. And then she did another one for Beyonce.
Yeah.
And that's not all. I mean, we're talking about there's many others that are charging up thousands and thousands of dollars on this.
These people need to start getting locked up.
Well, what I don't, somebody wrote something on one of the blogs that just said, hey, demand that he fire these people, contact the governor's office and demand that he fire these people under his direct control. And then also can contact Onestad and Nielsen and say, this is probably embezzlement.
Yeah.
Of some kind, and let them do something. You know, somebody's got to do something about this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? It's just, you know, it's like, I think, I forget which of the old famous senators said this, but he said, you know, a million here, a million there, pretty soon it starts to add up.
Oh, yeah.
With us, a billion here, a billion there starts to add up, and now it's going to be, well, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there. It adds up.
You know, this has got to be rampant throughout the whole system. They need to start hanging these people out to dry.
Well, it's not, you know what, that's the thing is, and I'm not going after Republicans or Democrats or anybody. I'm just going, it's the whole system is corrupt.
Right.
So are you telling me that there's an energy company that gave these tickets as like an...
Supposedly they paid for these tickets. Now, Sempra Energy is kind of like backing off saying, well, you know, we didn't... We're not sure exactly what
happened
with it.
She claimed that she had a meeting with somebody at this Energy, so it was all a legitimate write-off. And the Energy company's saying, wait a minute, we didn't have any meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, then? To me, I think somebody ought to investigate that one.
She had lunch.
And then there was another one, too.
And then it was probably like, hey, I got a couple tickets. You know, let me give you these tickets. They're probably, let's say, $75 tickets. Got a couple that we bought. But you're going to take care of this, aren't you? You're going to watch out for me on this, aren't you?
Well, the thing is, it's typical back scratching going
exactly.
on.
You know, and that's backroom deals.
It's the kind of thing you want to get away from. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Mark.
Okay, talk to you later.
You bet. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, we really haven't gotten into the meat of the show yet. We're going to be talking about the Second Amendment and how the Obama administration said, you know, we're not going to touch those Second Amendment rights. Nope. No, you know, but we might tweak a few. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Abbott, 221-1402. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. A fine emporium of fine jewelry at great prices. The only watch repairman in Reading. And when people say they've got watch repairs done, they usually bring it to Four Winds Jewelry, no matter where you drop it off at.
To refix it.
That's right. You know, Four Winds Jewelry is a place you can go and get the best prices for the best jewelry.
If you can only be here during the break, we just really get amped up. I'll tell you, I would go back to Carl saying, don't name call. And no matter how much we don't like it, and we are going to call people on the carpet as we see it, backroom deals are going to go on.
You know what?
It's always has been, it is, and it always will happen. Backroom people become friends. They talk about issues. And sometimes it's like, come to my daughter's, or I got these. I'm not saying it's right. It doesn't look right, but it's going to happen.
It may happen, but when it does, we want to put their names in lights.
You want them to see ZZ Top.
Well, I tell you what, if she's going to use my tax money to go down and see somebody, then she should depict somebody like ZZ Top. Three guys have been together for 40 years playing the same three chords. And you know what? They are huge successes. So, well, they are. You know, last time I saw them was with 200,000 of my closest friends on motorcycles in Sturgis. But I tell you what, you don't think that was a hoot. Anyway.
You enjoyed that, yeah. Guns. Okay, let's get down to business.
Guns.
Guns or meals?
Guns or meals. We'll go to meals later. Guns. You know, one of the things that President Obama said when he was running, he said, you know what? You know, I support the Heller decision from Supreme Court. That verified our rights to own a weapon under the Second Amendment. However, he said something that's a little scary. He said, but you know, not necessarily the same laws that are good in Cheyenne, Wyoming are good in Chicago, Illinois. And, you know, my take on that is, well, it's either the Second Amendment or it's not the Second Amendment. Either you support the Second Amendment or you don't support the Second Amendment. Well, Mr. Holder, our Attorney General, had a few words to say about that. He said, you know what, we agree with the Second Amendment. Of course we agree with the Second Amendment. However, there are a few things that we might have to change. And one of them, of course, is the reinstating the ban on the sale of assault weapons. He said that putting that ban back on would not only be good for the United States, but would help our neighbors to the south of Mexico who are in the middle of a drug war. Okay. What do you think about that there, North State? Does taking away the right to buy a certain kind of rifle, should we do that because it helps another country? Does that mean then that we should probably stop exporting booze to them because some of them get drunk, or cars because they run into people? So this is going to do what? Now, if you don't think that they can't get automatic weapons, I mean fully automatic weapons, and there's a big difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon, from the south of Mexico, from Guatemala, from El Salvador, from Nicaragua, from Colombia, and other places where the narco-terrorists own, then you are crazy. So to say that you're going to help Mexico in their drug wars by limiting our choice of buying a weapon is ridiculous. I don't understand it. And then what other things? They said certain types of ammo. And by the way, when you say semi-automatic rifles, it's just a step, a small step to semi-automatic handguns. Yeah, that's right. So, in which we've already got restrictions on already in California. I mean, big restrictions, and they're getting more and more. So here's the Attorney General of the United States, which is supposed to uphold, supposed to fight for our rights under the Constitution, is already saying, we're going to take some of those rights away from you.
I wonder if he reloads.
Well, reloads. That's the other thing, too. We're going to talk about that after break. We've got people on the line, and we're going to get to you. We don't have enough time right now to get started, but we're going to get to you right after the break. But that's something else, too. They're talking about taking away your right to have to buy ammo that's not marked and that's not being serialized, with you having to sign up for certain, to sign up to buy this stuff.
Well, you know what? That all smells of black market.
Well, it's not just black market. They want to, for every state it's not. But if you get caught with it without using a certain kind of ammo, if this law passes, I mean, that's a felony. Or let's get even more. We're going to talk about this soon. We come back about H.R. 45. So the people that are on the lines right now wanting to talk guns, we're going to talk about them as soon as we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMF.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. And this portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. If you're looking for senior portraits, wedding portraits, family portraits, they're our photographer of choice. 2655 Park Marina Drive. Go see Dan and Julia. You know, before we go to the phones, can I just say one thing?
Of course.
I think if you're going to have a gun, because we're talking guns, just, you know, if you're going to have a gun in your home, every person, okay, I don't know where the age begins, 10 and above maybe, every person should know exactly how to dismantle and operate that gun. Know everything about it, know the name of it, know the bullets, know how to be able to operate the gun. And that means women, if your husband's a shooter and he has a gun case, get to know his guns. You've got to.
The thing is that you've got to keep these weapons absolutely safe with children in the house. But the children should know right away, too, that you will not ever touch these weapons. Not that they should be able to get to them, but even if they do. But the other thing, too, is if they're in somebody else's home and they see a weapon, that they immediately leave the room and they go to an adult and say there's a weapon in that room. They've got to learn that. They have to, because otherwise, that's where the accidents come from. But if you have children in the house, it is by law, but also you need to keep those weapons safe. Jay, good morning. Thanks for waiting. Jay.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing fine, Jay.
Yeah, you know, Prohibition sure worked out good. And, they've outlawed pot for the last 50 years, and no one uses that anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed that. What is pot?
Outlawing guns, which is even far more important than booze or drugs, is really going to make things a lot better for us, especially since anybody can get it illegally. I mean, it's like all you're doing is taking away from the law-abiding people and making them lawbreakers. That's all you're doing.
Well, that's the thing about it is the people that respect that law are not the ones that are the ones, that they're afraid of. It's the criminals. They don't want to have it. And if, by definition, a criminal doesn't obey the law. So they want to punish those people that obey the law.
And let's do a little stretch. If I want to commit a crime, am I going to use a gun that's registered to me? Ooh, probably not.
Well, come on now, Jay. You have got to stop using common sense here. We're talking government.
I mean, come on. I mean, I've got my name stenciled on the butt of my gun. I'm going to go rob a bank with it. Maybe no one will notice.
At the same time, maybe drop your driver's license there at the same time so you can identify yourself.
Yeah, so. Drop my wallet so I can get my SSN. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. It's so obviously just as a blatant power grab. That's all we've been seeing for the last month and a half anyway. It's obviously all it is, because common sense tells you that going after the law-abiding people ain't the way to go.
Well, you know what? But this has been going on for years. It was before Obama came in. It started under Clinton.
Oh, absolutely. And this is his pet thing.
But, you know, here's the good thing, too. I mean, if there's a light here, I mean.
North State.
The North State is the fact in that, well, the North State's always a bright light. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, this is by whims of Congress who go by what the people say in these polls. So if you get enough of them saying, hey, you vote for this thing, you're out of a job. Many of these people don't have, you know, the spine to vote for the right thing. And so they would say, okay, you know what, you know, if I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to vote. Anyway, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to the phones. Randall.
Randall, yeah. Good morning.
Hey, Carl, you said something I want to talk about. I grew up in Arkansas, and then we moved out to the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
We never had a gun safe. We never locked our doors. Our guns were always on the wall. I grew
right.
up shooting in my dad's lap. There was never any accidents. Everybody had guns. They were never locked up.
Uh-huh.
Now, in this modern day, used to be able, in the 50s, used to be able to take your Mossberg 22. Even in New York, they had these shooting programs. Now, everything is upside down. You can't take a gun here. You got to have them all locked up. That's crap. I keep my guns loaded. I'm ready. But I have no children. Had I had children, I would have sat them in my lap, taught them what to do. And Linda's right. I could break down a rifle when I was 10.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the way I learned. My father had me out hunting well before I was 10. I think it was 5 or 6. So I could barely hold a shotgun.
That's right. Carl, when I wanted to go hunting, I grabbed a 22 and said, going hunting.
And, you know, and the thing, and you know, the thing about it, Randall, is, and it's in everything, is that things have changed to the point where they're taking so many of our rights away from us that, you know, if you want to teach your kids something and you say, okay, this is right, and then they find out something, like the young girl who was in that marching group who brought the fake rifle in there. It wasn't even a rifle. It just looked like it.
Oh, this is,
and they suspended her from school.
Ridiculous. Yeah. I am not going to conform to any of these laws. The people that I hunt with, there are fellow police officers that I'm talking about right now. They plan on not conforming to this as well. Now, where do you think this is going to go when you plot the citizens in between the police?
There's going to be
be trouble, man.
There's going to be trouble. And the thing about it is, it goes back again to that they're taking away the individual freedoms. They don't take it all at one fell swoop.
No, they
just keep chipping. They keep chipping away
at
it. Yeah.
And it's
got nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats.
No, it has
nothing to
do
with that.
Control of people.
That's right.
That's what socialism is. It's about power and control of people. And you're a slave at that point.
And at that point, when you all of a sudden you wake up and that you don't have anything but the government to rely on, you are in deep trouble.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to listen to the rest of the show and eat my sausage and eggs.
Thanks, Randall.
Well, you know, we don't want to come across like we are, you know, it's just, I don't live in that place at all in my head about doomsdayers, but you know, as we progress and we are so in touch with what's going on in our world, we do need to be self-contained.
Yeah,
it's so important.
Self-reliant.
Self-contained. And when I talk about guns, I'm learning. It's very important, of course, because guns are important to Carl. I'm learning how to use the weapon, and I'm using – I have great respect for the power of what it does. And when you have a – what's it called? When you have a bullet that misfires.
Yeah.
Comes back at you, freaks me out, so I'm trying to get over my fear of that. And just
failure to feed.
Yeah, but just know that what these particular weapons represent, the calibers and all that stuff. And so I just can't say how important I think it is for the family to come together and know what that is.
Absolutely. Jim, good morning. Jim, you're on.
Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
You're up.
How you doing?
You're up.
Okay, yeah, I just went through my file, and there was an article a number of months ago in the National Rifle Association magazine, and this is very telling and also very chilling. It's four women their house was broken into, and they were sexually abused and beat up for about 8 hours, and one girl up in the second story floor called the police four times. They showed up once but never stopped, and then never showed up again. So they had a, they sued this District of Columbia. This was in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And they sued this police department. And they lost both cases, even on appeal. And I want to read this. It's only one sentence.
Okay.
The first case they lost, the judges said, a government and its agents are under no general duty to provide public services, such as police protection, to any particular individual citizen. So they lost that case. Then they appealed it, and the appeal court said, they lost the appeal court too, the appeal court said, the duty to provide public services is owed to the public at large, and absent any specific or special relationship between the police and an individual, no specific legal duty exists.
That's right. And, you know, what that says is you cannot, you know, you, just because you have, you call the police, you have no right to expect that they're going to come to your place right then.
Yeah. When I lived in Florida, the joke in Florida is if you don't have a way to protect yourself in your house, the only thing the police can do for you is put a chalk line around your body.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, hey Jim, we've got to run here. We've got to take a break.
Okay, no problem.
But thanks a lot for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, got the phone lines backed up here, as we should on something like this. News Talk, 1400 KQMS. We'll get to you right on the other side.
We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and
hey, this is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Yes, we are rolling around on the floor here, poking each other in the eye about some of the things that are being said. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly got the finest tobacco emporium in the California. And, you know, give me a chance. It'll be all the way to the west. And that, and their walk-in humidor is absolutely the best I've ever been in. Espresso Joe's, the coffee that you want. At great prices, Joel and Shelley, great Americans. Bill, you're up.
Yeah, hi, Carl.
Hey.
Yeah, I was calling in about the gun rights, the Second Amendment.
Yep.
And it seems to me that if you go on the communist model, it tells you how to so few control so many, and it's that they got the guns out of the people's hands. And it seems to me private ownership of weapons is a big concern.
Well, you know, it's not just a communist model. Look at Great Britain. Right now, there are no weapons. They have no weapons. They were all taken away. I think they can have some shotguns. I'm not sure if they can keep them in their house or they have to be in an armory. I know that Australia has lost almost all their weapons, and it was an incremental thing. And in fact, so this whole thing is, it's not just a communist thing because Great Britain's not communist, but they took all the weapons.
Well, yeah, I was kind of doing the model like, you know.
Yeah.
North Korea and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the first thing you do is you want to get the weapons away from people, because then if you start, you know, impose on everybody's rights, I got nothing to do but accept it.
Yeah. Another thing is we've got a good standing army that's trained in house-to-house seizure weapons, kicking in doors. It's been Afghanistan and Iraq for all these years, and the DEA in their own United States of America, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, but I tell you what, having been in that military for 30 years, they get an order like that. I tell you what, then what you've got to be worried about is the military getting upset.
Oh, yeah, that's our big hope. You know, it'd take a lot of years to change that mind frame that they're fighting for the citizens, and the citizens are not their enemy.
Well, you know what, I believe, from what I've seen, and I thoroughly believe this, is that the military knows exactly what they're fighting for. They're fighting for the freedom of this country.
Oh, yeah.
And to come down on their citizens for something they don't like, one of two things will happen. One, they won't do it, or two, they will revolt.
Yeah, that's our big stop thing right there.
And you know what, and it's
military.
Not, you know, Bill, there's something else too, where other things we're talking about is that, you know, Linda and I have nothing but the, you know, greatest respect for this country, and we know this country is going to be fine. You know, the fact that Obama has come in here and he has inherited a mess, and I'm not saying who caused it because everybody caused it, and you have to be audacious. And I hope the fact is that we have to get our country fixed. Now, on the other hand, we don't have to agree with the way he's doing it. But you know, the thing too is that when you start chipping away, you keep chipping away at our rights. That scares me.
Oh, yeah, me too. You're 100% correct.
You know, hey, Bill, thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks for your time, Carl.
You bet.
I just want to say that, you know, if you're tuning into the show, we're not anti-government people. Oh, we have something that comes up that, I mean, we want to bring it to your attention, get your feedback, have the people who maybe done something that's just completely off the charts be held accountable.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, come on. Guy just doing his job. And do you even know who he is?
Does he play backup for ZZ Top? I don't think so, does he?
Oh, gosh.
He's one of those sweet-faced guys that dances around.
Oh, he's good.
Okay. Hey, there's a couple other things, too, we want to get to before the show is over. You know, the next thing, though, is that, and we're going to have to take a quick break here, but I want to introduce it real quick, is H.R. 45. This measure that's going through the House calls for that anybody that owns a weapon to submit to the federal government an application that shall include, among many other things, a photo, an address, a thumbprint, a completed written firearm safety test, private mental health records, and a fee. And that's not all. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Tomorrow, not the entire show, but what an honor, because we know that we really want to honor our callers and let you always call in with your thoughts. We love to exchange with you. But BB Newworth. Some of you might know her as Fraser's wife, Lilith, on Cheers. But she's going to be doing her one-woman show on March 8th. And she's going to be calling us from the road while she's touring and talk about her career. Very exciting thing, because here on Free Fire Radio, we like to, yes, we talk government, we talk guns, we talk a lot of things, but we also want to talk about the arts and the good things.
Didn't she sing backup for ZZ Top?
Oh. She's won a Tony. Her career is way more than what we know of her.
Right.
Many of us know of her.
Okay,
we'll hear about that tomorrow at 8:10. She'll be calling in.
All right. Now, Wednesday, we're going to be on a live remote, I believe, at the convention center. We'll find out for sure for the March Against Hunger. Thursday, the war along our southern border. We're going to have a guest here to talk about it. It's been down there. I mean, I tell you what's going on down along our border is extremely scary. Our government's not doing anything about it. The state of Texas has asked for 1,000 troops to help fight this war. This isn't about illegals coming across the border. Oh, no. This is about people being killed on the border. And did you know that Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the United States
now?
Now, why do you think that is? Also, there's been reports that the people that's from some of the areas down in Mexico, the mayors and the representatives, are coming back over to our country and complaining of the fact that so many of the illegals that were on our side are going back home. And they can't take care of them.
I want to remind you one more time to go to freefireradio.com, where we are going to be giving you free passes to the Boat Sport and RV Show, which is March 6th and 7th. We have complimentary passes, so email us and put in the subject line your name and what you want. We'll do some drawings, and then you can come by the
boat
station.
Boat show. And if you don't have a computer, 241-2682, leave your phone number and your name and phone number so we can get back to you. But we're going to hand these out Wednesday so you have time to plan for it, and we'll get back to you on it. And you'll just pick them up here at the station.
And also tomorrow with BB Newworth calling in, we're going to be giving away some tickets to join Carl and I Sunday night, two other couples. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but you're going to be wanting to put Free Fire Radio on your bookmark.
That's right. And again, because I wasn't paying attention, did you say we were streaming live on KQMS?
No.
Okay, we're streaming live. You go to KQMS, no matter where you are, you can follow us along the way on this. On the streaming there on KQMS. Yeah, I know. It's
we have a caller on line one.
Frosty hands me things to read while I'm trying to talk, and it becomes too hard for me. What's going on, Frosty?
It looks like Carrie's actually talking to the caller,
okay,
the lady who screens them.
Okay. Now, the other thing, too, is we have Amber Alerts that go on here that we don't see. So there may be parts of the show that Amber Alert comes on, which is, of course, very important. And what we do with that is we keep talking because we don't know about it. If you want to hear, if you want to see any of our shows or listen to any of our shows, I should say, just go to our website, Free Fire Radio. Go to the archives, and we've got them all in there. I'm getting emails from people that are saying, "Hey, what about this jihadist trading camp?" You know, from across country. And I go, "Hey, go to February 23rd to our show there, and we had the people on that were doing this." So, B.B. Newworth, huh?
B.B. Newworth tomorrow. She's coming to Reading. It's going to be a spectacular show. Again, we want to thank you for coming to the Women's Fair this Saturday. It was a spectacular turnout. And there were several people in the house from Free Fire Radio that have heard us on the air, came in, and Carl was there, so we got a chance to meet and hear about some of your concerns. In fact, one of the topics, we're going to put a special show together on dentistry. So,
dentistry,
just a few minutes left.
Should okay, we got one minute left. Daniel, you got 15 seconds.
Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration are trying to rebuild the Gaza Strip. They're shooting the rockets out there, and it's their problem, not ours.
That was a, you know, that's true. That's true, and the fact is that $300 million, like Jerry said earlier today in the show, is just too much. Spend it up here. You know, thanks a lot, Daniel, for your phone call. You know, there's a couple of things we're going to be talking about this week, including the battle to build the first mall between the city and the county, if you can believe that. Why don't they combine their thoughts? Why don't they combine the money, put it in one spot so we can kind of share the revenue instead of ruining either the county or the city? I do not understand this anyway. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Listen to that song coming up.
Doo-doo. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be ZZ Top, and it's going to be Legs.
Woo.
The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?